Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Just to let you know that this is a mishmash of a few days worth of recordings, mashed and mished into something that may resemble a podcast. Enjoy. One, two, three, four, five, plus two. So that's five plus two.
What's five plus two, Reeve May? Look.
Look at Mummy's hands.
One, two, three, four, five, plus another two. Five,
six.
No, count. How many fingers Mummy's holding up? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Yeah, so you've got to look for the number seven.
Well, you know what we could do later? We could get the chocolate drops out of the fridge.
Oh, that'll help with maths. Where do the days go? Half past four. April the 6th, Monday, April the 6th, 4:30. I don't know where the days go, I really don't. Before you know it, it's mid-afternoon, and before you know it, it's time for bed. Kids are out in the garden again today. Overcast slightly, but they've enjoyed it. And I've been busy doing any job really that I can think of doing, keep myself going. Pardon me. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well, whatever you're doing. Stay safe. It's a glorious morning. The garden this morning is alive with birds, more birds, and a few more birds. It's really peaceful. Beautiful to see, actually. I've been working on the garden quite a lot. Now, the caveat to that is I'm not a gardener. Far from it. The only green fingers I've got is when I'm picking up the grass after mowing. But I have been working on the garden quite a lot. Just to keep myself busy, really. And I'm quite impressed with how it's looking. And I think today, if the weather holds out, I might continue a bit. You heard that, but I just got dive bombed by a bird. I think they're telling me to get out of the garden while they have their breakfast, so let's do that. Fingers crossed for a good day, eh? Feels like a Sunday today. Really strange. Today is Good Friday 2020, and I'm in the kitchen preparing a roast dinner, pretty much traditional for us. What's not traditional is the fact that obviously we've been in lockdown for however long, and where a traditional roast dinner would be a chance to sit together as a family around a table, enjoy each other's company, etc., etc. Now it's a bit different because we've been doing that every day. no change there then. So yes, and I was just reading a newsletter by David Charles, and I presume his Twitter is at David Charles on Twitter. And one of the points he makes is about boredom, and I've not felt it yet. In fact, I retweeted his newsletter and mentioned the fact that, in a way, I wish I could feel that boredom. I haven't stopped since the lockdown occurred, and I don't know whether that's because I'm a foster carer and it's just a case of everything's full on every day of the week. I'm not sure. Or what, you know, I mean, if you're a parent, you're at home, are you bored? If so, am I doing something wrong? Should I lock myself in a room? I don't know. But I'm not bored. In a way, I wish I was. Because if I was bored, I'd be able to get on with some of the jobs I want to do for myself personally. Anyway, moving on. My vegetables have come to the boil. They're in the steamer, by the way. Beautiful steamed. I've cooked freshly made Yorkshire puddings. They look superb. Let's hope they taste as good as they look. They're huge. And I'm listening to the best of Fleetwood Mac. It's warm in the kitchen. So on that warm note, I will leave you to it and continue with my Fleetwood Mac. Have a good day. This feels completely wrong. It is now Easter Sunday, and we've woken, we've done the Easter egg hunt in the garden, as usual. No change there. But what usually happens on Easter Sunday is we sort of visit families and we do all sorts of other things on Easter Sunday, and that there is a change there to that. We've spent so much time in the garden since the lockdown started that the garden is looking like a landscaped heaven. My muscles are looking like, I don't know, some superhero. But it is weird. It is really strange, and it's not getting any easier. But we are safe. What else can we do? So enjoy your Easter Sunday. Whatever you're doing, and stay safe and stay well. And I shall get on with cooking my Easter Sunday lunch for the family. Well, thank you very much for putting up with me for the last episode. There will be more where that came from. When, I don't know. As I said, no structure. I know, I must try harder. I'm sure as time goes on, I certainly will do that. So for now, thanks so much for taking the time to listen. And get in touch by all means. I am at HighKeyLee on Twitter. By all means, drop me a message on there. And yeah, let's catch up. But for now, stay safe. Keep you and your family safe. And keep doing as you're told. Let's try and get through this together. Thanks so much.